Welcome to season two of Today I Choose with me, your host, Melissa Bingham, where we talk all things intention. I'm looking forward to bringing you new conversations with people living intentional lives, exploring new topics, spiritual practices, and meditations. In today's episode, join me and Tara Whiteman Figger in this raw, not overly produced, four-part series, the first of its kind that will segue into our series, Tea Times, where women partake in an age-old tradition of talking openly, on the record, about the things that go on behind their closed doors, all with the purpose of healing. Tara likes to giggle and call this gossip with a purpose, the purpose that we come together as wise women, bringing all of our skill sets, as well as our friends, to gather in circle and share wisdom. Grab your choice of potion and come on over and join us for a little tea times.
Hi, Tara.
Hi, Melissa.
So
why is it that we change after the minute that
after we hit record? Somebody...
Yes. No, but we're going to try not to do that at all. Okay. Okay. Here we go.
Yep.
So, you were saying.
No, I just will say, well, we just decided to pull a card before we start our time together today. And I was sharing with Tara that in thinking that somebody may be listening to this eventually. I pulled a card this morning because I don't know, it's day two of January. It's January 2nd. And it feels like a clusterfuck already. And it's just a continuation. I was like, I wrote this morning, it doesn't feel shiny and new. It feels stale and old.
And, but didn't we know that it was going to feel different from the, weren't you helped me realize about the bumpiness, that idea that kind of startled me at first that the stars were suggesting. And so every time something, even just in this past 2 days has happened, I've been like, it's bumpy, but that's okay. We've expected this.
Exactly. Exactly. But so this morning, after a crazy cacophony of things that happened in 30 minutes in my own home, I was like, got back and I was getting ready to jump on another call. And I was like, okay, I got to pull a card. Because that's a touch point, right? That's one of our things that we do. We pull from an oracle deck, giving us either information that pulls us forward or reassurance of where we are. This is for me. Gives me either like...
You're speaking for me too right now. I'll interject when I'm like... But it, ride off on the side.
Yeah, it is this piece of like, okay, I need some guidance here, or I need some reassurance, or I need to tell me I'm totally screwed.
I need to know that I'm getting focused.
And yeah, that too.
Yeah.
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 But so you're getting, I repulled my card. So I'm going to share my card first and then you can share your card. So
perfect.
If that's okay with you. So I'm pulling from.
I love playing with you, Melissa. You're one of my favorites.
Yes. We have fun together. We always have for like, well, Tallulah's 17. So for like 18 years, we've had fun together.
Yes, 17, insane. 7,
16, whatever. Anyway, I am pulling from my favorite deck ever. It's called Tarot of the Spirit by Pamela Eakins. And I've worked with Pamela in person. I've done some of her classes. She lives close to me here in California. And this, my kids call this the scary deck because it always comes up with some amazing message. But so the card I pulled this morning, which is one of the major arcana cards, which is Resurrection, which is the key of 20, which made me really happy because I was like, oh, resurrection, new beginning, new birth, whatever. But here, I'm going to read you the divinatory meaning really quick and then we'll get to your card, okay?
Sure. Take your time. The only thing is, Melissa, I might have to pause at one point to grab a power source. Okay. But we don't, I'll wait until I'm warned.
We'll chi charge you.
Okay.
So the divinatory meaning of this card says your personal perceptions and consciousness shall be... Okay, I can read. I really can. Let's try again, shall we? Take a breath, everybody. So note to self, pause. Breathe.
Oh, a power source has arrived.
Ask and it shall be given.
I love you, Leos, so much. Thank you, Bill.
Awesome, aren't we? Okay. Your personal perceptions and consciousness shall be dissolved. Shall dissolve. There's no be in there, but I keep wanting to add the word be, which I think is really interesting. Your personal perception and consciousness shall dissolve to be replaced by the deepest understanding possible. You are in the final stage of knowledge as you have known it. You are about to be resurrected into new thinking, into a completely new stage. It's as if you are entering a new eon or cycle in the grand scheme of your life. Let this happen naturally and beautifully. Do not fear change. You have earned the right to ascend. You have earned the right. You have earned your reward. You deserve every good thing that is happening to you.
Wow.
So let's take that, everybody. Woohoo! Happy New Year.
That is very, it resonates. My whole body is getting bumped with goosebumps because nice. I'm assuming that happens for you. Like when somebody else reads a card, I always assume they're reading it for them and I don't really tell them what's on my mind. So when it resonates, you know, loud like that, then I'm like, this shit's real. I love it. So thank you.
Can't make this shit up.
All
right. Oh. What deck are you reading, pulling from?
Goodness. I don't even know the exact name of it. Yes, I do. It's from, it says Believe. From Team, I don't even know how they pronounce it. RYVE. It was a gift to me. Most of my cards have been gifts to me. And this came from someone who I had been talking about, like you were saying, an anchor point or a touch point, a touch point for anchoring myself or yourself. I was trying to explain to her and I was talking about these cards that were really specialized or specific, you know, for light workers and such. And it wasn't resonating well, or so I thought. So anyhow, she goes on and we've done many walk and talks together. She comes back one time with this deck for me and says, I get this. And I thought, great. And so now you understand when I use the term practical to describe these, I guess they're short and sweet and visual.
That's good.
So you don't have to do too much of the hard work until you're ready. Cause yeah, not that your work is hard, but I think you know what I mean. Like it takes
time. Well, but that's
time.
What's so great. But the great thing, you know, it used to be there just were tarot cards. And it's so interesting to hear Pamela Eakins talk about it because her mother did the artwork and she was putting a tarot deck out before there were tarot decks, but it took her a long time. And by like, well, there were no decks hardly out at all other than a couple of the, like the original tarot-y type people that, but she, by the time she put it out, there were hundreds of tarot decks out there. But she was just like, you know, it comes out in the right place. And now there are all these wonderful resources. And I love that it's artistic and simple and visual. And
yeah, it coexists, which, as we know, is a huge thing of mine. And I think what you're talking about is like what I'm hearing you say is like she took her time to do her cards. But that's because it's her life's work. And it didn't matter that anybody else's was out there. It just meant they kind of did the hard work. Right. Yeah. Like they paved some paths and opened doors and hers were ready. So that's cool. Okay. All right. So let's see here. I like to do a split. I don't know about you, but so many people like, I think that there has to be a special way, but it can be our own way. It doesn't have to be textbook. So today I abandon my old habits and take up new, more positive ones.
Yes.
I like it. And then you flip it over. So see, there's just a very simple image. And so look, I mean, I'm like, okay, great. Shadow work. Let's go. Pains in my past, which we'll talk about with the book here. And then you flip it over. And this is from Aristotle, a quote. We are what we repetitively do. Now I have your thing. We are what we repetitively do. Excellence. Then is not an act but a habit, which I really appreciate these cards because they get right to it. And then as you had asked me a few months ago, focus. So interesting message between the two of them, at least for me. Thanks for doing that.
Always starting with card or a prayer or something just sets the energy field.
Sure does, because before
a little scattered. That and eating a little grounding food like avocado and almonds and banana. And
I just had a funny story real quick. You know me with these stories, obviously that's what we're here for. When you and I took our little sabbatical to get ourselves in sync here, I was making my bagel and I was saying for a person to Bill, I was saying for a person Okay, first of all, there's no longer an actual toaster in our house. They've all taken to the air fryer. And I am a girl of ancient vintage heart, and I want my toaster. So the first thing I did when I moved out to California is I got a toaster. And so anyhow, I was just saying, it's funny because one day, if I can ever actually lock it down in the comic book portion of this, it's like woman traveled from the East Coast to the West and down to the South and back to the middle again. And what did she learn? Bring your toaster. And therefore, I absolve every one of their carb eating needs. Eat them just with other things, like you said, almonds and avocados.
I love it. Yeah, we have retired our toaster too for the air fryer. And I agree that it does not do the work of a regular toaster. So
yeah,
maybe, well, it will be resurrected.
Yeah, maybe it will, along with this paper. Melissa, you told me how many times you have printed this rough draft of mine, and that hurts my heart because my grandpa, who raised me, you know, and they were born and raised during the Depression, it was a bad cycle to a degree and a good cycle also. But the bad cycle is how about I'll just leave that in the past, like I promised myself, and get right to the point. And that is, paper was something that he considered to be very, very valuable, and pencils. And so just a touch point on our synchronicity, saying we can't think this shit up or whatever. Like, we just need to be in tune with it to help us get where we're going ultimately for our life's work. I would be such a good girl all week long, because on Friday, that is when the key came out and went into the cabinet, and out came the paper and the pencils. And if he liked what was going on it, now, mind you, it was drawing and stuff. If he felt like he wanted to encourage, he'd get out more, you know? So it really pushed me in a way. And I wish that I had never left that. And we can talk about why I did it at some point. But I just want to tell you, I'm sorry for having you print this thing so many times. I know. I like them.
Yeah. Oh, you bound yours too.
Oh, baby, I've been waiting since I was 14 for this. It's got a binding.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of Today I Choose and joining Tara and me for a little tea times. Tune in next week as we continue our chat about Tara's upcoming book, Scientific Prose and Poetry, the prequel to her forthcoming book, Talk and Tales of the Tattooed Women. For more information, please visit todayichoose.me.